Amen. Sometimes, praise God, that celebration, amen, praise God, and the praise that belongs to God, amen, praise God, during that celebration is all that there is. And sometimes, praise God, we think it's only and all about the praise. Amen, praise God. But we just want to remember and to make you be reminded today. Amen, praise God, that sometimes along with the praise, amen, will come some tears. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, we are not to think it odd or strange or out of place. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. When, amen, even when there is a necessary praise, can we say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, sometimes there is a necessary praise. When we begin to recognize what God has done in our behalf, amen, we need to praise Him. We need to give Him the glory. And because, praise God, God had already, through the prophet Zechariah, orchestrated how this entrance, amen, praise God, of God would be, hallelujah, praise God, it couldn't be any other way, because God had laid down the parameters of how He would, amen, praise God, be recognized, even though He would not be received as King. Tell your neighbor, praise God, but we are in a place where we not only need to recognize who He is, we need to receive Him in our lives. Can we say amen? Amen. Praise God. God does not just want us to know there is a God. He wants us to be in relationship with Him. God doesn't just want us to know about a God, but He wants us to draw near unto Him. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And so, amen, praise God, God was clear to make sure that anybody that was really looking, would be able to identify, amen, who He was. Can we say amen? Amen. There was not going to be any doubt, hallelujah, for those, praise God, that would believe the word of God, because God would prescribe just how, amen, praise God, the King. Can you say amen? The son of David, hallelujah, the one that brought in the kingdom of David, amen. He who was the king of Israel, God had orchestrated just how he would be received. Can we say amen? Down to the very motorcade, if you please, or the way of transportation, God left nothing to question. Can you say amen? He would arrive, amen, praise God, on the foal of an ass. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, when the time arrived, amen, praise God, that was tied was loosed. Tell your neighbor, when God have need of you, amen, you ain't got to worry about what's got you held up, because God can loose you, and nobody going to give an argument when God said, I have need of them. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. This little colt, hallelujah, this foal of an ass, hallelujah, praise God, had not been that long born. Amen, praise God. And praise God to God that in the animal world, it don't take a long time to get some strength after you've been birthed. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And this foal, amen, praise God, no man had ever sat, amen, upon him before. Amen, but he was tied up, hallelujah, with his mother. Can you say amen? Amen, hallelujah, they, no doubt, hallelujah, praise God, that is the owners thereof, had no idea that on this particular day,
hallelujah, that disciples would come from the Lord himself. And when they came, they didn't ask nobody permission. Can you say amen? Because they understood, amen, that the Lord is the Lord. How many know that God is God all by himself? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor he ain't got to get permission to deliver you. When he get ready to bring you out, he will loose you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. There is in our mind a lot of times that before we be free, we got to get to a certain place. Can you say amen? But I'm here to tell you, God can loose you right where you are. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God can loose you right where you tied. Can you say amen? Amen. You just, hallelujah, need to know that when God say loose him, amen, no matter what may be holding you up in your life, when God say loose him, you will be loose. You ought to give him the glory. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor you don't need no program when God get ready to deliver you. Amen. God can deliver you in one day, in one moment of that day. Y'all better praise him. No one of us that got the Holy Ghost, can you say amen? Amen. Had to take all day long, but at the moment that God got ready to fill you, it only took a moment, and God stepped in to your life and filled you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And what was binding you could not hold you. You better praise him. Can you say amen? To the very point that God gave us life, and that more abundantly, and the strong man death, can you say amen, will not be able, hallelujah, to hold us in that today, because just as God stood out of the tomb of Lazarus, amen, when he comes from the church in the midair, he will call us to come and meet him in the air. You better praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, in that day I will find the words of the song made reality in my life. Goodbye world, I stay no longer with you. Goodbye pleasure of sin, I stay no longer with you. But before we get there, we gotta make up our mind to go the way of the Lord. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? And so he sent the disciples, amen, two of them, to go get that coat, because the time has arrived, and I need now to go in to Jerusalem. He came into the area about 6 days before the feast of Pentecost. Can we say amen? Or the feast of unleavened bread, excuse me. And amen, praise God. Jesus, hallelujah, is now, amen, positioning himself, hallelujah, to come into Jerusalem. Amen. Many times, amen, he's been here, but not to be presented as the king. We are looking at God in the end of his ministry. Can you say amen? 6 days later, he's going to be on a hill called Golgotha. 6 days later, he will be bleeding, amen, profusely, shedding blood for your redemption and for mine. But before he dies, everybody got to recognize believe in him. Can you say amen? But one thing about it, they were to know who he was. And y'all ought to praise him again. Hey, so Matthew said, look, this is, amen, the son of David. And Mark began to say, hallelujah, not only is he the son of David, but he's bringing in the kingdom. Can you say amen? The author, amen, of the kingdom, amen, was by God, was legitimate, amen, but they would not receive him as their king. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. But thank God, as many as would receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. You ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's a privilege, amen, to be saved. Tell him it's a privilege to be redeemed of the Lord. Ain't nobody make me get saved. I got saved, so I wanted to live. Y'all better pray to him. Ain't nobody twist my arm. But I came unto the Lord because I was laid and heaven burning, and I needed some rest. Can we say amen? And I heard a word from the Lord, and he said, come unto me. If you need it, I got it, and I'll give it to you. You better praise him. Yes. Can we say amen? Wonder, hallelujah, there were praises going forth. Can you say amen? Because Zechariah had said, amen, your king is coming, and he got salvation. Can you say amen? So there was no reason for them not to say, save me now. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Hosanna means save now. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. There it is. Don't try to wait till later. You need to be saved now. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, I need God's help right now. I need him to move in my life right now. Can you say amen? And when they saw him who had life and had salvation, they cried out, Hosanna. Can you say amen? Somebody shout, Hosanna. If you need him, you ought to cry out, Hosanna. If you want him, you ought to cry out, Hosanna. If you know he's able, you ought to cry out, Hosanna. Save now. Can you say amen? But here it is. Our subject today, amen, was the weeping of the king. Can you say amen? You know, Jesus in the scripture is only recorded as weeping a couple of times. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he already told you that weeping is a little deeper. Weeping, amen, praise God. Is praise God an upheaval of emotion? It's more than just a few tears. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, it's deep. It's deep. Can you say amen? We most of the time can understand crying, but you don't always get it when it's weeping. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. When did Jesus weep? He wept outside of the tomb of Lazarus. Can you say amen? He wept. Can you say amen? Make no mistake, he wasn't weeping because Lazarus was gone, because he was going to bring Lazarus back. Can you say amen? He wasn't weeping because he didn't know who he was, because he told Mary, I am the resurrection. amen. But the reality was, he was weeping because, oh, how he loved them. Can you say amen? Are y'all here? Are y'all here? Amen. Why are you crying, Lord? I'm almost at the end of my earthly ministry, and you still don't understand who I am. You have not yet recognized, amen, praise God, that I am the God of all creation. I am the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But so they might, amen, have another opportunity, hallelujah, to realize the power of this God that was walking among them. He stood outside of that tomb of Lazarus. Never, I mean never, have a man 4 days dead been raised up, hallelujah, from the grave. Can you say amen? Nobody was believing, amen, that Lazarus would live. Mary and Martha said, if you had been here, he might not have died. Amen, but he's dead now. Can you say amen? But guess what? It didn't make no difference to God, because he is a living God. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? You ought to give him the glory. He stood outside. Can you say amen? And they told him, you so late that by this time he's thinking. Can you say amen? But how many know, amen, that God don't care how long you've been dead. Tell your neighbor, we were dead for a long time. Lord, we were dead for a long time. In our trespass and our sin, we were dead. But God came by. When he called Charles, it wasn't true. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. He called you by your name, and he told you to come up out of that grave. I want you to live and not die. Y'all need to pray. You need to pray. Can you say amen? This time of ministry, it's almost over. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And he did this mighty work. Amen. Praise God. At the end of his ministry, he raises up Lazarus from the dead. Can you say amen? Anybody need to know?
Amen.
Nobody raised him from the dead. 4 days dead. Anybody ought to be able to realize that this man ain't just a man. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And all that he already done, he done spoke to the wind. He done walked on the water. Can you say amen? This man cannot be just a man. Can you say amen? And so it was, hallelujah, that amen, he had to withdraw himself. Went into the country a little while. Can you say amen? But it's at the end of his ministry. Amen. Tell your neighbor, he ain't never late. He's always on time. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God. He didn't present himself as the king. Can you say amen? But amen, those that were touched by God knew he was king. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. The wise men came from the east saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Can you say amen? They recognized that he was king before he came in that magnificent, amen, entry into Jerusalem. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. And praise God. Hallelujah. He has wept at, hallelujah, the tomb of Lazarus. But they didn't understand why he wept. Can you say amen? And so now, hallelujah, is making up his last presentation. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Praise God. After this, amen, he will not be seen in that body. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That was not glorified. But he will be seen in that body that was glorified. On, and we'll talk about it next Sunday. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He was making his last hallelujah presentation. Amen. To the nation of Israel. And amen. Zechariah had already let them know it's your king. He's coming to you. He's coming meek. He's coming lowly. He's going to be riding on an ass, on a foal of an ass. Tell your neighbor, there's no way you could have missed who he was. Never mind. He just got through raising up Lazarus from the dead. Never mind all the other works that he had done. He's at the conclusion of his ministry. Can you say amen? And as he began to come from the foot of the Mount of Olives, can you say amen? Those that, amen, believed on him, lined the way. Can you say amen? Tell your name. You need to do as Zacchaeus. Can you say amen? You need to get in the way. Can you say amen? How God gonna do it for you? And you way over there. How God gonna do it for you? And you way over there. Can you say amen? He told you, don't forsake the assembly of yourself together in the house of the Lord. About, I want a blessing. Well, come and get it. Can you say amen? You talking about, I want a deliverance. Come and get it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Safeway ain't coming for you. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me?
I know. They got some food delivery.
Can you say amen? But by and large, you can't grocery shop. Amen. At the house. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I need to be where the Spirit of the Lord is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. Can you say amen? And I need to be where the Lord is. So they lined up. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Amen. They didn't just line up, but they had a request. Can you say amen? As they stood in the line, amen. They throw down their palm. They throw down their garment. Can you say amen? As the Lord was passing by, they acknowledged in him. They put the palm in the way, and while they were they cried out, Hosanna! Can you say amen? What do you mean? I really need you. I really need you to work in my life. I really need you. I really need you. If you don't do it, I won't be done. I really need you. Anybody really need you? Do you really need you? Do you really need you? He looked over the city. And here is the last time we will see Jesus weeping. Can you say amen? He's weeping over, amen, the city of Jerusalem. Amen. Because everybody wouldn't receive him. Can you say amen? But one thing about it, you might die and go to hell, but you don't know God was God. Of Jerusalem. Yes. He wept outside. Yes. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Then amen. Praise God. Even now. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Yes. At this last time.
Lord.
So many have not recognized the time of your peace.
Yes. Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
Tell your neighbor, don't let it be you.
No. Yes. Oh, no.
Don't let it be you.
No.
You say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. The Lord was weeping because Jerusalem, amen, praise God, had seen their king, but not received their king. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And he wept because after all that he had done, after everything, and even the raising of Lazarus, even at this last time, you have not seen the time. Amen. Of your peace. And so he wept. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He wept because, amen, praise God, they missed it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He wept because, amen, praise God, if you don't take the peace that I offer you, what's going to come is destruction. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Well, the hour will come when this city is going to be leveled to the ground. And you're going to be leveled right along with it. And there will not be not one stone left upon another. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, God know how to tear it down. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, God know how to tear it down. Pray God. Amen. Don't put your trust in the other stuff. Because God know how to tear it down. Just say amen. And when God tear it down, he can tear it all the way down to the ground. There ain't no one stone left on another. Can you say amen? Tell God, tear down the party. Tear it down, Lord. Tear it all the way down to the ground. Tear down the drug. Tear down the alcohol. Tear down the tobacco. Tear it down, Lord. Lust of our eyes and the lust of our blood. Tear it down. Tear it down. God wept. Can you say amen? He's moved because they did not recognize the time of their visitation. Amen. Praise God. God visits us.
Yes.
You say amen.
Wait,
there ain't nobody that's going to be lost that God didn't come by and just amen, praise God, that missed heaven, that God didn't come by and visit you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But God is weeping because when he came by, they wouldn't recognize who he is. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor you're alive today because of God's grace and his mercy. You gotta recognize. You gotta recognize. You ain't making it on your own. But for the goodness of God, you wouldn't be here right now. You gotta recognize that God loved you enough to keep you alive, to enable you to come to eternal life. Yes, he got purpose for your life. Yes, he got purpose for you. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. What are the works of God? Believe on him whom God have sent. Can you say amen?
You want to do the works of God? You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
So he wept. Make no mistake about it. God have no pleasure, no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He have no pleasure. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God wants you to live. He don't care what you come out of. Can you say amen? He don't care where you've been. He don't care how nasty and dirty you are. It don't make him no different. He wants you to live. But you gotta recognize. You gotta recognize who he is. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that's where it begins. It begins with recognition. You gotta recognize that you ain't just alive by chance. This ain't happenstance. You ain't just here. Can you say amen? Amen. You are here for a reason. You gotta recognize. It begins with recognition.
Yes.
And it's going to finish up with acceptance. Because it ain't good enough to recognize and not accept. Hey, it ain't good enough to recognize and not accept. Amen. Praise God. You got to recognize he's your deliverer. And you got to accept that he is your deliverer. And when you accept he's your deliverer, guess what? You won't be looking for deliverance nowhere else. Because you know where your deliverance is. You won't be looking. Can you say amen? Just amen. Recognize. I got to accept. I got to accept that God is my help. Can you say amen? My little job. Amen. Thank God for it. But you know what? I recognize something. I know God is my help. Can you say amen? So I don't worry about the job. Because I recognize who my help is. Just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Beside him, there is no one. Can you say amen? don't care how deep your valley. I don't care how wide your ocean. I don't care how severe your storm. Recognize that God is greater. Tell your neighbor, God is greater. Tell your situation, God is greater. Tell your trouble, God is greater. And I recognize Him. Can you say amen? And when you recognize Him, you can come to Him. I'm leaving you. But when you have faith in God, you believe He's a deliverer, you can come and ask Him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You know what I like? I like it. Amen. Praise God. When that one came to the Lord,
I'm telling you.
Amen. In his condition.
Yeah.
But he told God,
yeah,
if you will,
yeah,
if you will,
yeah,
I can be made.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you will,
yeah,
I can be delivered. If you will,
yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? And you know what God told him?
Yeah.
I will.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Say thank you.
Love it.
Recognize who He is.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God.
Give Him the praise.
Yes,
give Him the glory.
Yes,
for the things that He has done.
Yes,
but understand, just recognizing Him is not enough.
All right, now.
We've got to receive Him.
Yes,
as the Lord of Lords.
Right.
As a King,
King
of Kings.
Yes,
as who He is.
Yes,
amen. Praise God. The God of our help.
Yes.
The God of our strength.
Yes,
and the God of our salvation.
Yes, yes.
And don't make Jesus weep.
Yes. Yes.